This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Americans seem divided on almost every issue these days in both politics and in everyday life. Pollster and WBUR political analyst Steve Casella expects that poses serious challenges this year and will in years to come for candidates for president and Congress.
Americans aren't in a trusting mood. In recent years, trust and confidence in nearly every institution are at all-time lows. Just 3 of 15 institutions tested in a recent Gallup poll earned the confidence of more than half of respondents. Majorities still trust the military, small business, and the police. And that's it. Further down the list are all three branches of the federal government. The presidency and the Supreme Court each earn the confidence of just 36% of Americans. And in its now customary position, all the way at the bottom of the list, sits Congress. Just 9% express confidence in Congress, and 18% approve of the job they're doing. That's just above their record-low approval rating, set just after the 2013 government shutdown. Congress has had a terrible approval rating for the last 6 years, with positive reviews rarely exceeding 20%. Partisan warfare punctuated with government shutdowns, fiscal cliffs, debt ceilings, and sequestration has taken its toll. Though we like to blame Congress for its inaction and infighting, the polarization there reflects the mood of the American voter. Voters are vacating the political middle, moving further and further toward the far ends of the political spectrum. A recent Pew study shows a striking number on both sides saying the other party makes them frustrated, angry, and even afraid. The two candidates topping the tickets certainly have not helped. Donald Trump is the least popular nominee either party has ever selected, but he only just barely edges out Hillary Clinton for that dubious distinction. Partisan warfare is likely to get worse over the next 2 months, as the general election reaches a fever pitch. When it's all over, finding ways to bridge the partisan gap and restore some measure of voter confidence in government won't be easy. Whether anyone will even bother to try is an open question. The winning side can claim a mandate and push for an aggressive agenda rather than work for compromise. The losing side can delay, obstruct, and hold out for another shot in 2018, 2020, and beyond. The safest bet is on more partisan warfare and political stalemates. Not exactly a recipe for bringing disaffected voters around.
Analyst Steve Casella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducts political research for WBUR.